Here is the English translation of the text. Note, the original text is already in English, but I can provide a clear, organized summary if needed. Market and commodity updates. Goldman Sachs forecasts lower oil prices by 2026 due to increasing supply. Oil prices rise slightly as risks to supply from Iran counterbalance Venezuela's export resumption. Oil prices remain steady amidst deadly protests in Iran and easing restrictions in Venezuela. Gold prices reach a record high above 4,600 odds, driven by unrest in Iran and threats of Federal Reserve indictments. Spot gold climbs more than 1% to an all-time high of $4,563.61. Critical minerals and energy. Australia's critical minerals reserve will focus on antimony, gallium, and rare earth elements. The U.S. plans to push for accelerated efforts to reduce reliance on China for rare earth metals. Geopolitical and political news. A Trump briefing on Iran policy options is planned for Tuesday, reports the Wall Street Journal. Death toll in Iran protests rises to over 500, according to human rights groups. Trump signals consideration of a strong response to Iran's crackdown and says Tehran has called to negotiate. Trump posts early U.S. jobs data on his Truth Social platform. Trump administration issued threats of criminal indictment against Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Financial markets and investments. UBS predicts 2026 will be a transition year for oil markets. HSBC launches asset management and onshore fund businesses in the UAE to capitalize on wealth inflows. Morgan Stanley downgrades Capgemini, seeing no valuation growth path. Apple leads the global smartphone market in 2025 with a 20% share, according to Counterpoint. China's food delivery stocks rally early following an antitrust probe aimed at curbing price wars. China battery stocks fall while solar shares rise due to export tax rebate restructuring. Taiwan stock market closes lower, Taiwan weighted index down 2.4%. China AI and chip manufacturing stocks continue rally amid a booming IPO market. Economic data and job market. U.S. consumer sentiment improves slightly in early January. Michigan consumer sentiment index surges, beating predictions. U.S. employers add 50,000 jobs in December, a slowdown from the previous month. Canada sees pause in job creation after a hiring surge. Unemployment rises. Brazilian inflation eases to 4.3% in December, potentially paving the way for interest rate cuts. U.S. single-family housing starts rebound in October, building permits decline. Other corporate news. Venezuela releases two more Italian citizens, says the Italian Prime Minister. Demand for AI and tech specialists pushes UK financial sector vacancies up 12%, reports Recruiter. Medline's $25 billion supply chain scale wins Jefferies' buy rating on coverage debut. RxSight reports Q4 revenue of $32.6 million, exceeding 2025 guidance. Benitech's gene therapy demonstrates durable results in patients with OPMD, oculopharyngeal muscular dystrophy. Stoke accelerates enrollment in Dravet syndrome drug trial. Crypto and blockchain updates. Bitcoin prices fluctuate around 90K to 92K amid geopolitical tension and U.S. payroll data. Everstake partners with Cometh to blend fiat and crypto staking rewards for EU institutions. Upexi implements a high-yield treasury strategy, increasing Solana holdings. JP Morgan's JPM coin to issue natively on the Canton blockchain. CoinHub Exchange introduces a bank-like crypto experience in Las Vegas and Phoenix. Crypto Market Forecast releases an AI tool that offers insights on crypto markets via a weather-style interface. Jisk Bank repurchases shares worth approximately 61 million DKK in week two. Crypto Recover restores over $2.5 million in previously inaccessible cryptocurrency assets. Let me know if you want me to summarize or translate a particular section differently.